Hi there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another enlightening episode of Black Serendipity. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're diving deep into the thought-provoking topic that's been on my mind lately. Don't pray for a delivery if you plan on a return. And we're going to explore this idea through a powerful biblical parable that has profound lessons for us all. So grab your cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's get into it. See you on the other side. Now, I'm sure you've heard the saying, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. But what about praying for something, receiving it, and then wanting to return it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. I was actually inspired by Jason Jackson Jr. on TikTok, so I'd like to give credit where credit is due. Although he started this conversation or spoke about this because he got a revelation from God, I am going to expound upon it from what I received. There's a parable in the Bible that illustrates this concept very beautifully. It's the story of the blind man and his miraculous healing by Jesus. It's in the book of John, chapter 9, and we find this incredible narrative. And we'll talk about this. So if you want to grab your Bible so that you can see it for yourself, get ready. Let's get into it. In the book of John, chapter 9, we find this incredible narrative. There was a man who had been blind from birth, supposedly. And one day, Jesus and his disciples came across him. The disciples asked Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man and his parent or his parents, that he was born blind? You see, in those times, people often believed that suffering was a result of sin. Jesus responded with a profound statement. He said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Jesus didn't just snap his fingers and heal the man immediately, because he could. Now, he has that power. He took some mud, made it into clay, and anointed the man's eyes with it. Then he instructed the blind man to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Imagine being that blind man, feeling this unusual substance on your eyes, not knowing what's happening, but trusting in this man called Jesus. He must have had faith, you know. The blind man did as he was told. He went to the pool, washed his eyes, and guess what? He received his sight. Can you imagine the joy, the wonder, the profound perspective he must have had on his life, you know, with this? Like, yeah. I think about that and myself. Sometimes I get angry because I know that God can do anything at any time. And it seems I've been in similar situations throughout my life, but every time God answers or bless me or bring me through it a different way, he blesses me a different way. And I'm human. I get angry sometimes because I'm like, well, Lord, why didn't you do it like you did the last time? But I've learned, or I'm learning, that God is much. He's much. He's a lot. And it's pretty cool to see the different ways he blessed me. And it's not always the way I want it to be. But he does it. And it's cool because every time he does it, every way he does it, there's no one on this earth that can do it that way as well. That's amazing. That is truly, truly amazing to me. But that story takes an unexpected turn. You know, the people who knew him as being blind couldn't believe their eyes. This man can see us. He know what we're doing in his face. They were divided in their belief. Some were saying, is this man really who he say he used to be? You know, that man used to beg and stuff. And others was like, yeah, that looked like the man that used to beg, but he's different. Even the Pharisees got involved questioning the man, questioning his parents and the circumstances of his healing. They seemed to find more fault than in celebrating the miracle that had occurred. And sometimes, you know, we do that too. Like, we'll ask God for something and we say, God, hey, I need some gas money. And it's because I got to go to work. Instead of him giving us gas money, he give us a ride. That ain't even what I asked for. Whereas we should be celebrating because we have a way to work to make money. Now, there's a lesson that resonates with our topic. You know, don't pray for delivery if you plan on a return. The blind man, after receiving his sight, couldn't return to his old life as a beggar. He wasn't supposed to go back to the darkness that he had known for so long because his life had been irrevocably changed. God did that. Like, think about it. How often do we pray for something, whether it's a job, a relationship, or a change in our circumstances, that when we receive it, we start to doubt or complain? And I say, this isn't what I expected, or this isn't as easy as I thought it would be. I've been that way. Where I asked God to change my circumstances, and he did. And it felt really weird. It wasn't what I wanted. But like the blind man, once we've received our sight, quote unquote, our prayers have been answered. We need to embrace the new reality and the responsibilities that come with it. We can't return to our old ways of thinking and being. We must trust that God's plan for us is greater than our limited understanding. That part for me. Giving me bread, flour, eggs, yeast, so that I can make it. At first, it used to tear me up, but then I realized I can make bread for days. I have some dreams and some goals, and I've given it to God. I have. But in the process, I've been thinking and been trying to navigate how it's going to work, when it's going to work. So I'm realizing I didn't truly give it all to him. Like absolute surrender, total faith that it's going to work out. Always for my good. My fear is that it doesn't work out the way I want it to. I think about what if God gave that man his sight and he didn't get to see everything with absolute clarity. What if he only got to see shapes and he had to wait for it to clear up? Would he have doubted God? Would he have that's for you. Think about that. Have you been in that situation? Today, meditate on that if you can. Like the things you want, and they're not going your way. Ask God why. And I truly believe he'll answer. I'm not from that generation where that says, don't question God. To an extent. I believe that you can talk to God. And if you don't understand, because he said, lean not to your own understanding, you can go to him and ask. Before we part ways this afternoon, I want to leave you with the final thought. Life is a journey, and sometimes the path takes unexpected turns. But in those moments of uncertainty and change that we have the chance to grow the most. Don't resist the transformation that comes with the answer prayers. Instead, trust that they are guiding you towards something greater. And if there's nothing greater at the end, that's okay. Just trust that it's changing you for the better. Excuse me. So the next time you pray for a delivery, for a change in your life, remember the blind man who received a sight. Embrace your blessings, even if they come in unexpected forms, and let them transform you. Don't plan on a return. Don't get mad and be like, God, nope, take it back. Just plan on growth and gratitude. Listen, if you have a story or an experience related to answered prayers and unexpected transformation, I'd love to hear it. Connect with me via social media or send me an email. Let's continue to share our journeys and inspire each other along the way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a wrap for today's Black episode of Black Serendipity. I hope you found inspiration of the story in the story of the blind man and his miraculous healing. And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time, remember to stay open to the blessings in your life and keep your heart full of gratitude. Because that's number one, just being grateful. Whether things work out the way you want them to or not, just be grateful. This is Janikia, your host, signing off. Take care, beautiful souls. Peace and love. And until next time, stay blessed, stay inspired, and keep embracing the serendipitous moments in life. I love each and every one of you. Have a great day.